This is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita's stories from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is a continuing story from Madhya Lila chapter 9, which was called Gauranga Blesses the Siddhavat Brahmin. Siddhavat is a village in South India, and during Lord Chaitanya's South Indian tour and his inner search for Krishna, he met so many devotees by which he could give Krishna to, and he met so many devotees which he took Krishna from. And the most prominent of the devotees whom he met, from whom he took Krishna, was Ramananda Roy, who is, of course, Vishakha. She must know a lot about Radharani, since she's born the same day, in the same place, in the same time. Radhastami is also Vishakhastami, Vishakhastami. And she's side by side, the sidekick of Radha. She's right here, eternally. She's right on the left side of her form and the left side of her heart. The right side of Radharani's heart is the Lita Sakhi, because a superior person is on the right. So Lita Sakhi is on the right side of Radharani's heart, Vishakha Sakhi is on the left, and who's in the middle of the heart? Shyam, Harivo. Anyone else can be there? Eki Prananath Shyam. Praneshri Radha Ki Jai. Prananath Sri Krishna Ki Jai. So this long, drawn-out story, which only has a few verses, it's a lila, it's love, it's movement, it's compassion, it's submission, it's Gauranga, it's the Prem Avatar in action, and of course there's Siddhanta, Tattva, and teachings woven into the whole thing. Lila and Tattva woven beautifully together in the most attractive and appealing and beneficial carpet of pure bhakti. So this, we heard that the Siddhavat Brahman, he was a Ramchandra Bhakta from youth, Nirantara Janma Nirantara Ram Nam. From his birth he was chanting the name of Ram. Ram Shri Ram Shri Ram Shri Ram Shri Ram Shri Ram. And upon meeting Lord Chaitanya met him and he said, Hare Krishna. If we meet someone we say Hare Krishna. And ISKCON they say Hare Krishna. And Bengal they say Hari Bol. And in Vrindavan we say Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, or Jaya Radhe, Radhe Radhe. So all are perfect, all are wonderful. So he said, Hare Krishna. The Brahmin said, oh please, oh Sannyasi Thakur, you're traveling throughout South India. It's my duty as a Dharmic Brahmin to invite the Sannyasi to my house so my house and family and myself can be blessed by your holy Sangha, Darshan and touch. So please grace my home with your divine presence and accept some Mahaprasadam from my hand, my undeserving hand, extended from my heart as an offering of my submission and love to you. And what did Lord Chaitanya say? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna can mean yes, Hare Krishna can mean no, Hare Krishna can mean Hare Krishna. Because in Vrindavan, they don't say Hare Krishna, but when the Gundas come to rob you and murder you, and sometimes they murder you also. There's one group from one village, they don't like to leave anything left behind, including you. So they take all your jewels and things, and then they say, well, we should take his pran also. So then they say, hey, Baba, Radhe Radhe. So the first audible words a baby in Vrindavan hears is Radhe Radhe. And the last audible words that he hears are Radhe Radhe. But the circumstances may differ how he dies. But we want to hear Radhe Radhe from the lips of our beloved friends and admirers, if we have any. So here he is. The love is so powerful that you meet the lover and can't forget them. So the Siddhavat Brahman could not forget the Lord Gauranga, nor could Lord Gauranga forget his pure Ram Bhakta. Because Gauranga is Ram. Gauranga is Krishna. Gauranga is Radha and Krishna combined. Satbhuj Mahaprabhu. So he said, all right, that love is too tasty. His wife's cooking is also very tasty. His cooking is very tasty. But his love is the tastiest of all. Food is attractive, but love is more attractive. You may not know how to cook, but if you know how to love, you have lots of friends. I know someone like that. When you make Chavan Bhog, then I'll surrender. It's nothing. So Gauranga, when he returns, then of course the Brahmana is kicking his heels in joy. He's overwhelmed with happiness at the auspicious return of Lord Gauranga. And he says, Balya kala haite mora sobhave eka hai, namera mahima shastra kariye sanchai. O Gauranga Mahaprabhu, as you know, I'm a Siddhavat Brahmin, a Brahmin from the village of Siddhavat. From my very child, I have been collecting the glories of the holy name from revealed scriptures. So this is what children do on the path of bhakti. We are all babies. He says, Balya, Balya Karya, Balya Kal, Balya Kal, Svabhav. This is my Svabhav. Balya means babyhood. Balya means birth to 5 years old, is Bali Leela. Bali means B for Balya, B for beginning. We are Balya Bhaktas. And then if you're in Bengal and you become a Siddha, you're called a Bodo, Bodo Bhakta. He's Bodo Bhakta, Bodo Bhak. What do they say? Bodo Bhak. He's big devotee. So Balya grew up, the baby grew up and became an adult. The sadhak became Siddha. So Balya Kal means that those childhood beginning years in bhakti, where we're crawling on the bhakti marg, and we're walking and stumbling on the bhakti marg. That's Balya, Balya Kal for the bhakta, and Balya Leela for the bacha, the baby. Ba, 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 ba. Balya Leela for the bacha, Balya Leela for the baby, right? Baby, bacha, Balya. And what did he do? What did this little boy do? I said, I'm just asking what I read. What did he do? Who, thank you. There's one sadhaka who's learned step one of bhakti bhajan. What's step one of bhakti bhajan? Shravana dasha, hearing attentively. So what did he do from his babyhood? He heard from his baby, but this Brahmin, he collected the glories of his wife. Oh, acha, he collected the glories of the holy name. That's certainly more beneficial and useful in the long run. Shreyas and prayas. So he did that. So that's a nice example. We as sincere Nam Sadhaks, we are Nam Sadhaks. Nam, we're Bhajanandis in Nam. And if our bhajan is sweet and deep, if our non-bhajan is sweet and deep and profound and fully realized and somewhat realized, then we want to speak out. And that bhajananandi becomes a goshtyanandi. You can't be a Gauranga sadhaka without the train of Gaudiya Vaishnava runs on two tracks, bhajan and prachar. Preaching the mahima, na mahima, rup mahima of Krishna and Radha is the belching of bhajan. As is belching is the signal that your stomach is full of chapan bhog. Giriraj Maharaj ki. So you have a Giriraj chapan bhog. Like here we offer 26. How do you say satais? Chabis. Chabis chapan bhog. For Giriraj is a, you know, birthday, Anukut, we offer Chabis Chapan Bhog, all the bhaktas together. 1,459 preparations. Chaka Chak Bhoki Jai. That's why no one's in class today. For 2 days they've been recovering. Hopefully by Uttana Ekadasi they will Uto. Uttan means get up. That's when Krishna rolled over and they had a big celebration. He went out in the yard and some demons took him that day. The Shakat demon. And Uttan Ekadasi is when Krishna killed the Shakat demon. Because they were having Uttan Utsav, Uto, Uttan. No, that last Ekadasi, yes? Uttan Ekadasi. It is the time, it is celebrating the Leela of Krishna when he was on his back or whatever. He rolled over, did something. He was born in August, and so a month or two later, he did something. You know, whatever babies do. What do babies do after a month? Roll over or something? Flip over, flip side? He's like this, then they go like that. So when he did like that, it's called Uttani Ekadasi. That's why we celebrate. And then they put him under a card, and everyone's busy celebrating some demon, Shakat. You know Shakat? He entered that cart, that ghostly demon, and he was going to just crush the baby. And Krishna said, what is this? I just turned over. I got to practice here. Build my leg muscle. Pop! And he just pushed his legs up. Poof! Everything fell apart. So that's Uttani Ekadasi. So my students will wake up. They took so much Chapin Bhog 26 times. Every one of my students ate Chapin Bhog 26 times in one day. Now look, impossible is a word in the Fool's Dictionary. So for 2 days they've been MIA. You know what MIA means? Missing in action. It's a military term. You go fighting and go with 100 soldiers, come back with 80. Hey, what happened to the other 20? So there he is. He's saying, this is what I've been doing. I've been collecting the glories of the holy name. So every true Nam Sadaka, Nam Bhajanandi, has a little notebook. Glories of the holy name. Verses about the glories of the holy name. The efficacy of the holy name. How to chant the holy name. The glories. What it does. Who chanted it. The gopis chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Radharani chants. We heard the class the other day. Radharani is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Remember? So it's a fact. Am I just some lone wolf in the desert? Ho! Hare Krishna! Ho! I'm a lone wolf in the desert or in the mountaintop crying out Hare Krishna? No, we're among good company. Radha's chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna's chanting Hare Krishna. All the great bhaktas, Narada Muni, everyone's chanting Hare Krishna. Oh. And those who aren't chanting Hare Krishna, who wants to be with him anyway? So he says, I've been keeping the glories. So devotees should do this. They should have a notebook. Like we have a book about the glories of the holy art of chanting. So one chapter is the glories of the holy name. So many interesting and inspiring verses were inspiring to me. So I threw them out there. Maybe someone else likes them. And they can add on to those or create their own list. There's another book by another great god brother of mine, Pujyapada Srila Sachinandan Swami Maharaj, about the holy name, very wonderful, valuable book. And he has a chapter about the glories of the holy name and so many other verses, some the same and some different. So we're individual. Our Krishna is individual. So our collection, we see Krishna from, Radharani sees Krishna from one angle. We see Krishna's name from one angle. Lalita sees Krishna from another angle. Another devotee sees the Hare Krishna mantra from another angle. So when you find a supporting verse to encourage and enhance and deepen this angle of vision or realization, then you record it. Because it's powerful. That verse will surcharge and deepen your realization, your vision of the holy name, and aid you in your meditation, especially when you get a little weak and forgetful, get a little bit avarana atmika potency, when maya tends to cover over a little bit. Ah, this holy name, Hare Krishna. Yes, I'm tired of this stuff. Oh, wait a minute, get my notebook out. Oh yeah, at one time I was seeing clearly. At one time I was seeing quite appropriately. At one time I could see clearly, oh, the holy name is like this. Now what happened? The same holy name, I recorded these nice verses, I wrote some realizations, and now I don't even want to chat one round. I'm in trouble. So this is a very nice point he's telling. So he's saying that I've been from my childhood, it's very interesting, it's so sequential. Shastra is so systematic, unlike ourselves. It's so logical. Our shastras are not sentimental and illogical. Science is based on logic, sequential sequence by logic and reasonable conclusions and premises, hypothesis, experiment, observation, conclusion. This is something in laboratory work. This is not a religion. This is not a dharma. This is science, a tattva, the science of God. Bhakti Vigyan. So that means, Vigyan means science. Gyan, there's so much Gyan, it can't be proven. Lots of knowledge floating around. Can you prove it? Well, you know, this is a traditional knowledge. This is experiential knowledge. We have knowledge of healing. And what kind of remedy is this? It's called kitchen remedy. Home remedies. Ananda Vardhan's home remedies. It's some kind of knowledge, but you try it out and it doesn't work. And you say, this is bogus. It's not science. You say, no, that's because you don't believe in my book. That's the thing. So then if you have to use belief, it's not scientific. So this science of bhakti, you don't have to use belief, you just follow it. And you get the results. Because that's the proof, that's vigyan. So it's called bhakti vigyan, tattva vigyan. So this is the shastras are presented in a systematic way. He's saying, since my childhood, I've been collecting the glories of the holy name. And if you're a very attentive listener, and you're Lord Gauranga, you might say, well, you said since your childhood you've been collecting the glories of the name. Can you recite one glory of the holy name? Well, certainly. Ramante yogano nante satyanande chiratmani iti rama prade naso param brahma vidyate. Certainly, Gauranga. I've not only been recording them in my Nam Amrita notebook, but I've memorized them. I can tell you one. You want to hear a glory of holy name, Lord Gauranga? Atak Sri Krishna Namadi. Nabalabedgra Imindre. Sevan Mukhe Jivado Swayameva Spuratyada. So you can speak it, right? Oh, tell me a verse about the glory of holy name. I can tell anybody. Hari Nama. We'll have some verse to say about the glory of the holy name, yes? So this is, everyone should be saying yes. And most people should say, why five? Why only five? You're asking only for five, I'll tell you 20. If I say, you fell in love with this girl and you married her, can you tell me anything, you know, good about her? No, I just married her. I don't know what the hell. So I made a mistake somewhere. Then that was an arranged marriage, not a love marriage. I said love marriage, remember. So you're like, oh, she's this, that. So we are supposed to fall in love with Radha and Krishna, who first appear before us as Nam, Rup. Radha, Nam, Rup. Krishna, Nam, Rup. And then they combine together in Ras and the Mandala. And then we fall in love with their Leela, Ras Leela. Then we fall in love with their Nam, Rup, and Gun. So you can't fall in love with the Holy. So you want to fall in love with someone, then you should collect some glories. Oh, she's like this, and she's like that, and he's like this, and he's like that. And you revel in the absence of the beloved. You revel in their glories. You reminisce, remember, oh, actually, you haven't heard them for so long, and their voice is so sweet, and they're so kind in their dealings, and they're so merciful, and always so helpful. Whenever I call out to them, I call them on the phone. I'm in trouble. Okay, I'll be right there, and they come. That's the holy name. That's the supreme lover. Our lover is so sweet. Our lover, the holy name is so sweet, so compassionate. Whenever I call out to my lover, she's right there to help me. My lover, Hara, and my lover, Krishna and Ram. And whenever I get in a fix, I need to borrow something. I need to get some upliftment. I need to get some help. Oh, hello, please, I need some money. Please help me. Then the boyfriend gives some money. Isn't it? This is a common dealings. So we're personalists. Personal, loving, intimate relationship, one-on-one with the holy name. You have a girlfriend, you want her to be all yours. If she has five boyfriends, you can't give her all your love. Because love means trust and confidence. I mean, that's the same thing, but there's a different shade. Love means trust and confidence. So you want to trust that your lover is chaste and true and attached to you. Chaste and true and attached to you. Then you'll be always happy and never blue. Sad. Blue means sad. Blue means ecstasy if you're Krishna. So that's the point. The holy name is our lover. We all have a personal love with the holy name. So we want to know so many glories of the holy name. Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam Sango Panga Shaparsham Yagyas Sankirtanat Priyari Janti Samedasha. And when we think about our lover, because when we're approaching the lover, first we're in separation, we get in the car. It's a lover. It's not like automatic, she lives in my bed and says yes all the time instead of slapping me. Lover is there or not? Yes, yes, come, I'm here. I'll be here till 9 o'clock in my flat. So you come, and I'm going out at 9. You get in your car, you go meet your lover. So while you're going to meet your lover, from the point of separation to the point of meeting, that's called avisar. The point of separation to the point of meeting is called avisar, a journey of love. So you get in your car, you're driving across town to meet your beloved. And what are you thinking of? Hey, turn on the cricket. Man, what's happening with the cricket? Hey, forget that. Your mind is thinking, oh, soon I'll meet my beloved. And what does she look like? And what will she look like today? What dress will she wear? What perfume will she have? Or what mood will she be in? She was in a good mood on the phone at 3 o'clock at work, but now it's 8:30. Maybe her mood changed. this, that, the other thing. Because she's my lover, so you don't know. Things change. It's like this. So then you get there, and she's looking so beautiful and so attractive and fragrant and a big smile. And I said, oh, this is going to be a very sweet night. So the lover is the holy name. And the one on Abhisar is the one who is approaching the holy name. I'm about to approach the holy name. So this is a warm-up, the pervasion. He says, okay, the bees. Okay, bye. The approach. The approach is everything. How we approach someone. That's how you approach is how you're reproached. Or how someone reciprocates with you. It starts with God. How you approach God, He approaches us. Is there a verse in Gita that tells that? Yayatamam prapadyante. There's a verse about love, loving exchanges. I'm a lover. I'm Lila Purushottam. Lila means Lila, as we've told so many times. La means to accept, and Li means premalingita. Accept my love. And my love is not distant. Krishna says, premalingita la. Lila. Li, alingita. My love is not distant. My love is not formal. A master loves his servant, but he doesn't kiss him. He doesn't embrace him. A friend loves his friend, but he doesn't. He may embrace him, but he doesn't kiss him. Embrace and give his whole body. So there's some distance. But prem alingita means a loving embrace, lila. So Krishna is a very close and intimate lover. So lila, he's lila purushottam. So lila automatically means the most intimate expression of love. You don't have to separately say prem purushottam. Oh, Gauranga is prem purushottam. He's about love. Krishna's lila purushottam. He's only about lila. This is a really narrow understanding. Lila is everything. It's Gaura. It's Radha and Krishna and Gaura, everything together. So we're going to Premalingita Krishna and to His holy name. So before we approach the holy name, we think of His glories. And Krishna's Kaviraj said we should chant every day the Shikshastikam before we chant, you know, before the mala, we should chant this prayer. And after a few years, you ask someone who lives outside, they're not in the institution or grihastha or living alone, single man, woman, this, that. Oh, what's a Shikshastikam? Shikshastikam. Trinadapisane. They forgot it. They relegate it to some secondary importance. It's not necessary. I learned that for a test. I learned that for an exam to get my initiation. I learned that when I lived in a temple. But now, you know, I'm working and busy. I have no time for this, that. This is all Maya. So we're approaching our lover. Because before we are here and the Nam is there. In the beads, let's say, to make it graphic. And so we're going to pick up our beads. So that's the approach. That's the avisar. My mind, hand picking up is the physical thing is picking very fast. But the mind, okay, oh holy name, oh my lover, now I'm going to approach you. What are you like? What are you? How sweet are you? It says madaram, madaram, madaram. If I have tanda, whatever it is, that verse, Piru Goswami, even if I had millions, I read my verse. I read my verses before I chant. Oh, Rupa Goswami, my Rupa Mantri Pad, Mora Sampad. Hey Rupa Mantri, Mora Sampad, you're my wealth, you're my everything. How do you feel? How do you feel about the holy name? You're my bhajan, Mora Bhajana, Mora Dharma, Mora Karma. You're my activities, you're my bhajan, you're my religion. Well, you chant Hare Krishna. Well, what do you think about it? I'll show you. You have a verse here in Padyavali that you collected about the holy name. I wish I had millions and millions of tongues and ears so I could relish the sound and the taste of Krishna's holy name. There's so much nectar in those two syllables, Krishna. Jeez. Rupa Mantri, Rupa Goswami, really? But if I write that prayer myself, I'll say, oh, holy name, one tongue is too much to chant. And 2 ears, can I just use half my tongue and half an ear, 1 ear and half a tongue? Do I have to give my 2 ears to the holy name? Do I have to give my one tongue to the holy name? Can I speak Prajapala with one half my tongue and speak the holy name with the other half? And listen to Prajapala with 1 ear and listen to the holy name with the other ear? Because that's practically what most of us do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Excuse me, Prabhu. Yeah. You want to come over for lunch? Yeah, what are you going to have? Oh, what do you want? Pizza? Yeah, pizza. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's the same thing. We can't even give 2 ears to the holy name, but to speak of one tongue. I'm just myself. I'm saying we. I want to say I, but then it sounds egoistic, and I'm taking so much pride in my fallen condition. So I don't want, I'm a little nervous and shameful to take pride in my fallen condition. So I'm not saying I only want to hear with one ear. So I'm saying we, so I feel better. It's me and my ego. So it's we. But some of you may be as lowly and as unfortunate as I am. So when you read these glories of Rupa Goswami Pad, who is our Bhajan Shiksha Guru, our Nam Bhajan Shiksha Guru, our Dhyan Bhajan Shiksha Guru, our Puja Bhajan Shiksha Guru, he's everything Shiksha Guru. Bhajan, this, my bhajan is your shiksha, my bhajan is your achar, my bhajan is your prachar. That song is there, no? Mora bhajan, mora karma, mora dharma, everything is you. Your example, your words, your teaching, your example, your life, your achar. Yavideya charja, Sri Rupa Goswami Padaki. So if we haven't started our book with verses of the holy name, start tonight before you take rest. Get a notebook, write down. Na Mahima, and go through my book, Art of Chanting Hare Krishna, go through Prabhupada's books, any book, find some nice, oh that's nice, I like it, and then write it. And if you don't memorize it, so what? We don't have a, you know, it's Kali Yuga, our brains are so crap anyway. I just read them every day, and lo and behold, after a couple of months, hey, I memorized it. I didn't even try. Don't even try to write down 10 shlokas, read each one every day, for 6 months, and probably remember them all after 6 months. All of us have that much experience, first of all, with our memory power. It's a gift of God. And once a disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, said, He said, Prabhupada, I don't have a very good memory. All my God brothers are so sharp, and they know so many verses, and I feel like I might as well quit. I might as well quit because I'm so stupid and slow. And Prabhupada said, don't worry. Don't worry. He said, don't worry. Krishna will help you. It's guaranteed Krishna will help you. He said, you don't be intentional about that. You just keep practicing and your memory will start to get better and better. Because memory is a function of purity. When our mind is pure, then we become close to God. When we're close to God, then He deals with us like a very confidential friend. And someone who's a very confidential friend, you'll give them your dearest and nearest possessions. So one of the dearest and nearest possessions of Krishna is vidya, knowledge. It's so dear, it's one of His opulences. It's one of His consorts. Someone who's dear to you is one of your lovers. So Krishna has six opulences, Sadaishwarya Purna, yes? Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Shashriya. So one of those is knowledge, vidya, vidya shakti. God is all-knowing, omnipotent. So this Shakti, Vidya Shakti, is a consort, and her name is Saraswati. And she takes a beautiful form to embrace and love Lord Vishnu. And she serves the Lord as a distributor of knowledge, beginning with Brahma, whom she gave the Gopal mantra to at the beginning of creation, on behalf of Lord Narayan. So this is an intimate associate of the Lord. So as we advance in bhakti, more and more goodness, more and more purity, we become a confidential friend of Krishna. And he says, you're confidential, I want to share my girlfriend with you. Acha? What does she look like? Her name is Saraswati. What does she have? She's decorated with 64 arts. She's decorated and ornamented with all the 64 arts. And she can give you all knowledge of bhakti gyan, bhakti vidya. It gives you so much memory. Your name, when you joined, your name was Bhakta Murk. You know Bhakta Murk? And you don't know Hindi. I think it's right. Murk means fool. Fool, stupid, ass, jackass. So when you joined, your name was Bhakta Murk. And after some time, your name was, they can memorize everything by seeing it. By the time you got initiated, your name was Shrutidhara Krishnadas. You're Bhakta Murk, and then you became Shrutidhara Krishnadas. By the mercy of Krishna, because He gave you His confidential mercy and His shakti. Mukam karoti vachalam, pangam langayate gurum, yakripatam aham vane shri gurum dinataranam paramananda madhavam. So it's Guru Kripa, Bhagavan Kripa, that we get these assets of memory. So this, He was collecting the glories of the holy name, so then He recited this one. Ramante yogano nante satyanande chiratmani, iti rama, Pade na so param brahmad vidiyate. This pandit from Siddhavat in South India said, oh Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because he's a Ram Sadak, Ram Nam Nirantara Lao. Ram Nam Nirantara Lao. Nirantara, without cessation, he was always taking and chanting, Ram, 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 Shri Ram, Shri Ram, 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 Ram. He met Lord Gauranga. Lord Gauranga said, Hare Krishna. He heard Hare Krishna once when Lord Gauranga greeted him, when he invited him for lunch, Nirmantran, for Bhog, for Bhikshu, Bhikshu Nirmantran. Take food in my house. Lord Gauranga said, Hare Krishna. It's like saying Bhavatu, Tatastu, yes. He heard that Hare Krishna mantra one time. And that one time hearing it, then he was thinking, his life took a new turn. Ram, Ram, Hari Ram, 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 Hare Krishna. So he started chanting, and then Lord Chaitanya could understand the transformation, because Guru can read the heart of the Shishya. Krishna can read the heart of everyone. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Ridesh Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Brahmi Bhutan Yancharudaya Mayaya Bhagavad Gita Shloka Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Ridesh Arjuna Tishtati Tishtan Ridhi Tishtan. That Krishna Paramatma Chaturbhuj Narayan Super Soul, he's Antaryami. Oh. Antaryami, he's inside. So he's there. So he knows the heart. So then Gauranga went back and he wants to see the report. So now there's much suspense here. Because when he left a few weeks before, when Gauranga left Siddhavat and continued on his tour on the Trivandrum and other places, there was some inner transformation going on inside the heart of the Brahmin. Some evolution of consciousness. You meet devotees, they're always chanting, Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namo Shivaya. They meet some devotee and tells him about Krishna Nam. Then they say, well, okay, I also had that. He says, you continue chanting Om Namo Shivaya, but some try Hare Krishna. So he's chanting 1 minute Hare Krishna every day. And so many rounds of Om Namo Shivaya. After some time, it's 2 minutes Hare Krishna. And three, and four. Then he gets curious, why is my Shiva Nam taking me to Krishna Nam? And he gets curious, meets some devotees. I don't know. No one's told me anything. It's just I'm chanting as he said, chant 1 minute a day. I thought, 1 minute, that's easy. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. But one became two. Two became five. And something's happening. I don't know. What is in this name? And then a very broad-minded, intelligent devotee say, this is Mahadev's kripa. Shankar Bhagavan's kripa. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. Do you know he's the greatest Vaishnava? Oh, I didn't know. I thought he was God. And so much discussion and dialogue. And pretty soon, falling at the feet of his Lord Shiva, his Ishtadev, he takes mercy and prays, please give me revelation. Oh, my Mahadev, please reveal to me. I'm confused about the path of perfection. Then Shiva speaks in his heart of his serious Shaivite Bhakta. He said, I am Krishna's devotee. Worship Krishna. You'll get everything. I'll be there with you. Don't worry. And you get that internal revelation, that heart's confirmation. Yes, this is correct. This is absolutely correct. I must do something I must take up this path of bhakti. So there's some transformation happened by contact with a devotee in the holy name. So the Siddhavat Brahman is contacted. So he's saying the Supreme Absolute Truth is called Ram. Because the transcendentalists, the yogis, take pleasure in the unlimited true pleasure of spiritual existence. This is from Padma Puran. So these are the glories he was writing in his Nam Mahimamrita copy or notebook. I read the Padma Puran. This is very nice because he's a Brahmin, so he's studying Shastras. So he recorded that and he's repeating that. And then he gets some explanation. Shirbu Vachaka Shabdo Nascha Nivritti Vachaka Tayor Aikyam Param Brahma Krishnit Yabidhiyate. The word Krish, K-R-S, K-Krish, Krish is the attractive feature of Bhagavan's existence. And na means spiritual pleasure. So Krish means Karshan. Krish, attractive feature, means Karshan, Karshati, pulling. Pulling power, drawing power. Krish, Karshati. Krish. And Na means Anand. Na, Anand. Means bliss, joy, satisfaction, fulfillment. When the verb Krish is added to the affix Na, it becomes Krishna, which indicates the absolute truth. So he also wrote, this verse was also written in a notebook of a Ram Bhakta. Because he appreciated, I'm looking for the glories of Ram Nam because I'm chanting Ram Nam. But I'm also finding wonderful glories about Ram in another form as Krishna. So I'm recording that. This is from Mahabharata. Now he makes a statement of his own comment, the Brahmins. Param Brahma Dui Nama Sammana Haila Puna Ara Shastre Kichu Vishesha Paila. As far as the holy names of Rama and Krishna are concerned, they are on an equal level. But for further advancement, we receive some specific information from the revealed scriptures. So this Brahmin himself has become perplexed. Lord Chaitanya's visit has created some intense curiosity in his mind, so he's gone to look at his book to review. After Lord Chaitanya chanted Hare Krishna, he heard it once, then it had such a revolutionary effect in his heart that he was started to become inclined toward Krishna-nama, and he said, wait a minute. In my childhood notebook, Balyakal, I was writing glories of the holy name, because the name is a name. By Tattva, that's what he's saying in this verse of his own. He's saying by Tattva, Vishnunam, Ramnam, Krishna name, by Eki Tattva, Eki Truth. All three are Satchitanand, Satchitananda Lakshana. They are Satnam, Chitnam, Anandnam, Ram, Vishnu, Krishna. But there's some differentiation. There's some vishesh. He uses that word here also. He says, kichu vishesh paila. Kichu vishesh paila. Vishesh means some bade, speciality, difference. You understand? Vishesh, it's Hindi, isn't it? Vishesh means some speciality. Yes, they are one in tattva, but they're one in different. Achintya bade, abheda tattva. Achintya bade, abheda tattva. Inconceivably, achintya, I can't understand that something can be one and different. It's one or it's one. How is it one and it's different? You're either different from me or you're one with me. Like the wife says, you know, we're not getting along. Or the husband says to the wife, we're not getting along. She says, no, we are achintya beta tattva. She may learn a little bit, she reads some little pamphlet about Krishna bhakti. She only picks up that thing. She sees the English phrase, one and different. Yes. I am one with my husband, but also different. And actually, I'm more different than I am one. So that, and the husband says, yes, that's the problem. I like Shankar's philosophy. We are one. Dui Deya Ekatma. It always doesn't always work that way. So he's looking up the glories that he recorded. Now you can imagine, now the person's 50 years old, and he went out and got an old dusty notebook, which he probably memorized most of it by now. Maybe not the verses about Krishna-nam, but all the verses about Ram-nam he memorized. He went out and got an old dusty notebook, which he compiled when he was 3 or 4 or 5, 6, whatever. And he started saying, I remember 30 years ago, I wrote some verses about Krishna-nam. What did they say? So he's looking, hey, wow. This Nam is pretty good. I wrote those verses down. They touched my heart at the time, but that was 45 years ago. Now when you're little, you don't know anything. And then I got locked into my Ram Nam and my Ram Puja, my Ishtadev Ram. But now I met this extraordinary person who's actually Ram and Krishna and Gauranga in one form. Sadbhuj Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. I'm tantalized. I'm enchanted. I'm overwhelmed. Vismita. Vismita. Chamatkar. I'm wonderstruck. Oh, what have I seen? What have I experienced? What is happening to me? So then he says, Oh, and Gauranga used, no, I looked in my notebook and I understand this, these names are equal. I thought Ram Nam was supreme, but actually the Shastras are saying they're one in Tattva. And then he goes on to say more. Listen, Ram, I have another, look. And then Lord Gauranga says, do you have any more verses in your notebook? And he, oh yeah, yeah, I got so many. Acha, listen to this one. Rama Rameti Rame 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 Manorame Sahasranama Bistulyam Ramana Varanane. There's a, in Dasama Skanda, in the chapter about Rukmini Haran, the stealing of Rukmini Devi. By whom? Who stole her?
Krishna.
So that, and there's one Sanskrit shloka that describes Rukmini's face. It says, Ruchir Anana. I might say this word a few times. Ruchir Anana. We know Namruchi, Sadaruchi, Kirtaniya, Sada. You've heard this phrase? Some people, you've heard this phrase? Yes? Kirtaniya, Sadaruchi. What's the first line? Hey, wow. Trinadapi sunichena taroiva sahishina amanina manidena kirtaniya sadaruchi. Ruchi, taste, flavor, mellow, relish, joy, satisfaction, pacification, shamak. Ruchi, nam ruchi. So anana means face, as we read from this verse, anana, and ruchi means tasty. So what does ruchi or anana mean? Tasty face. In other words, Rukmini's face was so sweet and so attractive and so magnetic and effulgent that all those beautiful attributes combined created a tasty relish. Ras aswadanam. Ras aswadanam. So when all the heroes were just mundane, but they could appreciate something good when they saw it. A king knows what is beauty. Knows what is beautiful jewelry and beautiful horses and beautiful clothing and beautiful women. He'll risk his whole kingdom to catch one. Put his whole country against to war with another country to catch one queen, Cleopatra. So then when they saw Ruchirana and Rukmini, they said, tasty? So tasty I can't stop drinking. And I drank so much I'm intoxicated. Now I'm fainting. They fell off their horses. It says in the Bhagavatam, they fell off their saddles, hit the ground. Ha! That's really tasty. There's not too many girls I've ever seen in this world that make me stumble and fall on the ground. The holy name is Ranane. And he's comparing, he's saying Rama Rameti. And this is Shiva speaking to Durga. This is from the Padma Puran, Uttarakhand. Uttarakhand, Padma Puran. Brihad Vishnu Sahasranam Stotram 72.335, chapter 72, number Nam number 335. He's speaking to O lovely faced one, his wife. So he's quoting. Listen, Gauranga. Not only this, it's amazing. First, I discovered that Ram Nam Vishnu Nam and Krishna Nam are Ekitattva, one in Tattva. But there's some Vishesh. What is a Vishesh? Vishesh and Rasa Vishesh. There's a difference in ras, and also in the benefit. Oh, Varanana, oh, my lovely faced wife. As soon as he said that, yes, yes. What do you want to say, Lord Shiva? Now they caught her attention by flattering her. I chant the holy name, Ram, 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 and I enjoy this beautiful sound. Ram, Rame, Manorame. This holy name of Ramchandra is equal to 1,000 names of Vishnu. Eki Ram Nam, Sama Ekazar Vishnu Nam. One Ram Nam, Ram, is equal to Vishnu Sahasranam. Mahakrama, Mahapapa, Mahakarta, Mahanidhi, Mahanidhi, it goes on, 1,000 names. Mahabuddhi, there's so many names, 1,000 names of Vishnu. You chant 1,000, which takes a few minutes, and you simply say, Hey Ram! Hey Ram. Hey Ram. You get the same benefit, same shud, same purification, same spiritual promotion, same elevation. And I enjoy it. So then he goes on to say, this is verse from Brahmanda Puran. Sahasranam nam punyanam chir avritya tu yat phalam ekavritya tu krishnasya namaikam tat prayachati. So you can see he's presenting in a very systematic way. You said something to me, Hare Krishna. I know this mantra, I don't chant it. I've heard this mantra, everyone knows Hare Krishna mantra, but I prefer to chant Ram Nam Nirantara Lao. Always chanting Ram Ram. I became curious, I became interested, so I researched. And this is the conclusion of my research, that Ram Nam is wonderful. There's so much pleasure, yogis get so much pleasure by chanting Ram. And the great, first he said, yogis get so much pleasure by chanting Ram. Then Lord Gauranga said, who? What yogi? Oh, you don't know? The biggest yogi. Who's the biggest yogi? Mahadev. Shankar Bhagavan. So then he says, the biggest yogi. And what's the proof from Shastra that the biggest yogi is chanting? And then he gives a quote from the Shastra of the biggest yogis of Shiva's own experience of chanting Ram Nam. He experiences so much manorame, so much mental happiness and joy, manorame. And then not only does he enjoy happiness, but he's telling his wife to convince her to take up the name. Oh, it's you chant once, since I'm chanting his name, Ram, Ram. It's equal to 1,000 names of Vishnu. So he's establishing, through the lips of Lord Shiva, the Siddhavat Brahman is establishing how powerful is my Ram Nam that I'm chanting. So you should be convinced, Devi. Oh, Devi, be convinced that this Ram Nam I'm chanting is something really special. If you chant it once, you get the benefit of 1,000 Vishnams. She's saying, wow, that's pretty inviting, pretty attractive and encouraging. Then he says to Lord Gaurang, but then there's another verse I found, which I just recited. And now listen to this. This is even more astounding. The pious results, nama punyanam, derived from chanting the 1,000 holy names of Vishnu 3 times, can be obtained by only one utterance of the holy name of Krishna, Brahmanda Puran. So now he says it's stronger than Vishnanam is Ramnam. And stronger, more powerful than Ramnam is Krishnanam. Brahmanda Purana is proving that, not Gaudiya Vaishnavas being prejudiced or biased. And a Ram Bhakta, Siddha Bhakta, of Ram is proving in himself and admitting it, because he's honest and truthful and appreciative of what the actual existential point is, a Nam Tattva. Ram Nam is better than Vishnanam. They're all one and Tattva, but there's so many pure devotees. But who is more intimate with the Lord in his loving exchanges of devotion? Is Hanuman more intimate than Arjuna? Or is Prahlad more intimate than... These are all pure devotees. So the intimacy, the degree of familiarity and the variety, type, and density of rasa that they relish with Bhagavan, there's a difference. There's a vishesh. So they're all Shuddha Bhaktas. They're all pure devotees. But there's a hierarchy, which is defined and delineated in Brihad Bhagavatamritam. The same thing with Nam. It's all tattva, but then there's a variegatedness. So then he goes on. So he says it like this, that you chant 3,000 Vishnanam, which is how many Ramnam? 3. So you chant 3 Ramnam and equals 1 Krishnanam. So 3 into 3 into 3. 1,000 into 1 and 1,000 into 3. So then he summarizes it. Heka vakye Krishnanam er mahima apar tarapi laite nari shuna hetutar. Mahaprabhu, according to this statement of the Shastras, which I found, the glories of Krishna's name are unlimited. Na mahima apar. Apar means unlimited. Still, although I read all this in my notebook, which I've had for 45 years, and I believe it and I accept it, it's true, it's Shastric Praman, it's Vedic evidence, irrefutable and unarguable, yet still, I could not chant Krishna's holy name. So then Lord Gauranga might say, well, why? If it's so great and so wonderful and so beneficial and helpful and elevating, purifying, why not pick up a good thing? Like I might say, listen, what's your job? I'm driving this rickshaw. Forget that, man. Be my personal servant. How much are you making rickshaw pulling? 10,000 a month. I'll give you 25,000 a month and so much benefits. So naturally, anybody with a brain would say, throw the rickshaw and get an easy job for the king. He said, no, I don't want it. I say, what is that? He said, I like my job. Because you know why? I'm independent. I'd rather be independent and poor than be dependent and more wealthy. Because independence is a type of joy. Independence is the greatest freedom. I mean, it's not, we never can be very independent, but in this particular analogy, you understand the point. So, okay, I work hard, but it's my family line, and I'm happy, and I'm independent. But you're only making 10, I'll give you 30. So what? Maybe I get 30 and I'm not happy. You bust me around, I don't like it. I don't like the ego exchange. I like to live with my ego, take instructions from my ego, and pacify my ego. I don't want to live with your ego and serve your ego and pacify your ego. Slavery means that. Dependency means that. So the same thing. It's if someone hears the glories of Krishna Nam, which is so superior, then naturally they would drop it. But then Lord Sri Chaitanya says, yeah, why is that? Why, after you tell me all the great glories, why didn't you expand into the, since they're one in Tattva, why didn't you pick up the chanting Hare Krishna? I'll tell you. Ishtadeva Rama Tanra. Ishtadeva Rama Tanra Name Sukapai Sukapana Rama Nama Ratri Dinaghai. My worshipable Lord has been Lord Ramachandra, and by chanting his name I receive Sukh. Nam Sukapai. Because I receive such happiness, I chanted the holy name of Lord Ram day and night. So you can see Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartam Avyayam. Where does that verse come from? Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam. This is Pratyaksha Dharma. This Dharma, this spiritual practice, this yoga is, this spiritual practice, this sadhana is experiential yoga. You experience it, you see it, you feel it, you taste it. Throughout the body, throughout the heart and the senses. Other yogas, you've experienced a thrill in the mind of meditation, of body control through hatha, meditation through raja, mastery of the mind and pacification of the mind and the manovritti, the chittavritti, pacification through pranayama meditation and inner satisfaction, inner joy, but it's only in the mind. The heart is still hungry. The heart remains hungry by such pursuits, if you have a heart. People that don't have a heart, they stop there, they're happy, they never go further. But aspiring yogis who have a heart, they come to a crossroads, the mind is happy, but the heart's not. Very interesting dichotomy. Pacified, peaceful mind, but then the heart is still somewhat nervous, anxious. Then they go higher and say, there's another yoga. Then they go from Raja to bhakti, if they're very much, lots of sukriti, and sarasanga. So he's saying here, the verse is saying, I'm getting happiness. So that means he's chanting, he's investing his time and energy and mind and thoughts in chanting the Ram Nam, and he's getting something from it. He's doing something, he's getting a benefit. Modern day people say, if I do this, what's the benefit? If I lend you 50 lakhs, well, I'll pay you 70. Okay, cool. It's a good benefit. What do I get out of it? What's my benefit? That's natural. We want some profit in life, some advancement, some improvement, some return. So if we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're not happy. Prabhupada said we're not chanting Hare Krishna. There's a tape where one devotee says, Prabhupada, I see many devotees in the temple. They look so, the word he used, morose. Morose means unhappy, like, so why is that? And Prabhupada said, if they look morose, they're not a devotee. If they look downcast, sad, unhappy, frustrated, they're not a devotee. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. If you just touch Krishna a bit, you'll be Prasanatma a bit. If you touch Krishna a lot, you'll be Prasanatma completely. Because Atma means many things. Atma means body, mind, senses. Atma means heart. Atma means soul, existence. So Brahma Buddha means Krishna, spiritual realities, dynamics of spiritual existence, the personality of Godhead. Touch him a little bit of prasanatma, your body feels peaceful. I like prasanatma, I feel so healthy and peaceful. That's something prasanatma. When deep in the recesses of the mind, the heart melts with joy and the mind just moves in waves of inner satisfaction, that's prasanatma. Bhakti prasanatma. Yoga produces that. It's a description of yoga. All yoga leads to Brahman in its own way. Brahma Sayuja, Savishesh Brahma, Nirvishesh Brahma, but Brahman. Ours is Savishesh, Brahman with a heart, Savishesh. A Nirvishesh Brahman is Brahman without a heart. Jyoti, Jyoti no heart. You understand? So I chant. Why do you chant Hare Krishna? Oh, my guru told me to. Shastras tell me to. Acha. So what is he saying? I chant because it makes me happy. That's what I get out of it. So when you chant, you become happy? No, I become sad. I become very sad. Because I see all the... When I chant, it stirs up all these boogies in my heart. All these boogeymen. All these boogeymen and witches and pishachis and all these weird characters I thought were, you know, I kicked them out long ago. They come back and say, hey, guess what? You're still full of anger. Ooh. Guess what? You're still full of greed and lust. Guess what? You're still full of envy. Oh, gee, I thought I crossed all that. Okay, I better stop chanting. I don't want to see you guys. Go back to sleep. Forget this chant. Just enjoy. So chanting is like this. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy. Chant Hare Krishna, be miserable. First they say, chant Hare Krishna. Come to the temple. Okay, you come. Take a lot of verse time. You're happy, you chant. Then after you chant a while, you become very miserable. Then you say, you see what happened? I was happy, I became miserable. So that's all right. Keep chanting, you'll become happy again. So there's three stages of chanting, right? You've heard of three stages of chanting, yes? Namaparad, Namabhas, Shudanam. First chanting is happy chanting. Then miserable chanting. Then there's happy chanting. First it's Suknab, then it's Duknab, then it's Paramananda Nam. So which stage are we at? Yeah, you answer yourselves. So he's saying, I'm happy. I don't know about all you guys. He's happy chanting Ram, Ram, Ram all day. However, something more, Lord Garanga. And then what happened? And then that verse, and then that verse? Yes. Age Koro. Tomara Darshane Jabe Krishna Aila Tahara Mahima Tabe Ridaye Lagila. By your appearance, when I saw you, I forgot everything. When I saw you, I forgot everything. Means I forgot my Ishta. He says, Ishta Dev, Ram. My Ishta Dev is Ram. Ram, Shri Ram. And I feel happy glorifying my Ishta, my lover. I love Ram. And Ram, I love you. I'm so happy. When I chant your name, I see you. I remember your leelas with Sita and Lakshman and Hanuman and Dandakaranya, what do you call it? Dandakaranya and Panchavati and all these things. Panchavati. But now, you, Gauranga, have appeared in my life like a flash of lightning. And so much, I became blinded by that intense light of your darshan. And something, boom, awoken in my darkened heart. By your appearance, Krishna's holy name also appeared. And at that time, the glories of the holy name awoke in my heart. What does that mean? That means I went from Gyan to Vigyan. I had the glories in my notebook from 45 years. I had all the glories about Krishna Nam and comparing to Ram Nam and Vishnu Nam. I had them. For 45 years, I'm carrying them as knowledge. Now I've realized them by your prabhav. So for 45 years you've been hearing, I'm not the body, but you never realized it. And maybe one day you'll realize it. Now it's Gyan, oh, I'm not the body, Hamramasi. But you fully think you're the body. But sometime the Gyan transforms into Vigyan. And you realize, hey, I'm not really woman or man. or Indian or Punjabi. I'm actually Atma. My fullest joy, my fullest happiness is just to serve. Serve Krishna, serve the Vaishnava, serve the Jiva, serve the Nam, serve Prasadam. Because I'm a unit of blissful, loving service. That's all. That's enough. That's everything. That's me. Then it just takes, first the seva takes the seva bhav takes the shape of a sadhak roop. And then the seva bhav becomes more and more intense and takes the shape of a siddha roop. And it may be a female sadhak roop and becomes a female siddha roop. It may be a male sadhak roop becomes a female siddha roop. That's simply the honing down, and the perfecting the intensity and depth of the seva bhav and the sambandha with Krishna. Prema sambandha with Krishna. Sadaka becomes siddha. But the seva bhav becomes more and more intense. Who has the greatest seva bhav? Srimati Radha Rani Ki Jai. There's only 7 more days left in Kartik. In 7 days, Radharani's will close the bank. The bank windows will be closed. The ATM will be closed. We can't draw any instant money, anytime mercy. Radharani's Anytime Mercy Bank is open 24/7 for 30 days in Kartik. The Kartik Radharani ATM outlet. It's only available one place, Radhakund. And it's only open for 30 days. You go at midnight to Radhakund and chant, you'll get mercy. You go in the afternoon at 1 o'clock and chant, you'll get mercy. Unlimited. You got Krishna Bhakti. This month you'll get Krishna Bhakti given. The next month, Radharani's still here. Everything's here. Mercy's here. We have to work. We have to really work to get mercy of Krishna from Radha at that time. 7 days left, so go for it. Go crazy. Don't sleep for 7 days. Chant. Read, study, puja, remembrance, smaran, lila smaran. Just read. Govinda lila amrita once, twice. Krishna bhavana amrita, bhavana sarasangra, Krishna yukamudi, Krishna book, nectar devotion. Read till your eyes fall off. Chant till your ears fall off. And keep going till your ego falls off. Let's say keep going till our egos fall off. And then what will happen? Acha! I read, Raghunath Das said, if you bathe in Radhakund once with pure faith, and surrender and freedom from aparadha, that when you come up you have a gopi deha. I read it in his Astakam, Radhakund Astakam. Ha! Hey, gopi, saki. Internal. Not that you start dressing with nose ring. Hi. It's not like that. It's internal vision, spurti. By the reception of antar kripa, internal mercy. It's private, it's confidential. It'll happen confidential. You'll realize it confidentially and you'll keep it confidential. Strictly confidential unless you find a very near and trusted, transparent sadhaka or sadhu to share with. Otherwise, no need. Radharani's already shared herself with you, and that's enough. So he says, you come into my life, and now you've just come in, like you said, Hare Krishna. Now all those glories that were sleeping in my notebook, they came alive. All that jnana became vigyan. I've been meeting you so many times for 25 years, even preaching to me. Finally, I realized, hey, I'm not the controller. I'm not the karta. I'm not the doer. I'm not the enjoyer. I'm das, and das. This is the last verse of the story. Say Krishna to me sakshat iha niradharila etakai vipra prabhu charne padila. O Prabhu, Prabhura, O Mahaprabhu, you came in my life, I saw you, you met me, you took prasadam twice in my house, and you inspired me with Krishnanam, and you impelled me to read my book about the glories of the holy name, and I realized the value and supreme value of Krishnanam. And I am, moreover, I realize that you are that Krishnanam personified. Nama Namani. You are Sakshat Krishna, walking on this earth, blessing me with your darshan and kripa. You are Krishna himself. This is my conclusion. Nirdharila. And it's actually much more dramatic than this. He says, "Hi, after your visit and my transformation, and so much, I was shaken, and I was curiosity went to mountainous proportions. And I deeply studied, and I realized, yes, it's Krishnanam. Krishnanam is a top thing, and that Krishnanam came here. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta. Binatam Nama Namano. Nama Namani. Nama Nami. You are Krishna himself? Oh, Prabhu." And it's a great scene of drama. He fell on the ground and grabbed the feet of Krishna Nam personified. He grabbed the feet of Mahaprabhu. The Brahmin fell down into the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's the conclusion of Lord Gauranga liberates the Siddhavat Brahman. Wonderful. So much tattva, so much emotion, so many anubhavas, so many vyavachari bhavas, sattvic bhavas, transformations. Beautiful. Certainly by hearing the holy name, meeting a devotee. He heard the holy name, met a devotee. What type of holy name? Shudanam. What type of devotee? The purest devotee. Prabhupada came into our lives, our guru came into our lives, transformed us by his shiksha, by his chanting, by his darshan, darshan prabhav, shiksha prabhav, nam prabhav. Prabhupada's chanting the holy name is transforming people even now. Even if in its transmuted form or dislocated form as a tape. So powerful. It's living sound. It's Nama Chintamani. So much living. It's captured by a tape recorder. We're talking about sound and live class versus reading. But there's always exception to every rule. So Prabhupada is an exception to that rule. The bhav, the rasa. Someone made a point. You can't record the bhav and the rasa. You can't capture the bhav of the speaker or the rasa of the speaker with a material machine. Because the bhav of the speaker and the ras are lokik. Lokik bhav. Bhakti bhav. The machine is material. Machine is programmed to catch sound on a magnetic tape or a laser disc or something. It picks up sound. Can a material machine pick up bhav or ras? Oh, I just listen to Prabhupada's tapes. I have no need to go to class from his disciples. I read Prabhupada's books. I don't have to hear any classes. Everything's there. Everything can be there if you're so internally surrendered, then the bhava will come through. But Prabhupada's chanting of japa is so powerful that just the bhava, everything comes through. The general rule is that this is the differentiation between reading books of an acharya and hearing. It's like Rupa Goswami Pad, or these Nitya Parishads of the Lord, their power is so great that we don't hear Rupa Goswami singing or chanting of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. But if we read it with Niraparadi and Vishwas and Niraparadi, we're non-offenders and we have complete faith, and all of his bhav and ras can come through. But it's rare, more difficult to be available. But in the living presence, then you get everything, lock, stock, and barrel, as they say. You get the tattva, you get the rasa, you get the bhava. I mentioned that story. I got carried off into some other point. How valuable that this leper was passing 20 meters from a sadhu bathing in the Ganga. And when he got out of the Ganga, he shook his jata. His long, matted locks were like 8 feet long. They were all loose, 8-9 feet long. So he bathed, and they're all washing down the Ganga. Then when he went up, he went like that. This is in Padma Prat. And then he threw his hair back, and the hair went off of his, the drops of water from Ganga went off his hair and fell on that leper. Immediately cured him of leprosy. He immediately cured of leprosy and gave up all his material attachments. So this is the power of sadhu sangha. Just a drop of water from his jata. A drop of water from his you call it your sikha somewhere. Oh, hey. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So it's magic. Depending on how magical you got, how much magic Bhagavan is manifested in the heart of the sadhu. That's how much magic he can spread throughout the world. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.